2020 Mount Pearl Frosty Festival Accessibility Guide, developed in partnership with Inclusion NL. Frosty Festival Accessibility Features. Festival Schedule and Accessibility Guide, available in alternate formats. Listening devices for those with hearing loss, available at various events. Accessible lane with advance ticket at venue main entrance. Designated accessible viewing areas at main events. Quiet, sensory-friendly spaces available. Accessible transit during the pedestrian parade of lights, but reservation is required. Designated attendant passes honored, the Access 2 card, and City of St. John's attendant pass. Blue Zone parking spaces at venues for registered permit holders. Inclusion Clue volunteers at main events. If you have any accessibility questions, call or text 709-697-3323 or toll free at 1-844-517-1376. The Reed Community Center, Thursday, February 6th, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Frosty's Bingo Bonanza. Saturday, February 8th, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Frosty and Friends Breakfast. Sunday, February 9th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Frosty's Brewfest, craft beer tasting. Monday, February 10th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Seniors 120s card game. Tuesday, February 11th, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Battle of the Brains. Wednesday, February 12th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Old Fashioned Jake's Dinner. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The Variety Show. Thursday, February 13th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Dinner Theater featuring Spirit of Newfoundland. It's Yesterday's Once More. A tribute to the Carpenters. Friday, February 14th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Frosty Uncorked Wine Tasting. Saturday, February 15th, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Princesses and Pirates Breakfast. 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Snowball Dinner and Dance featuring 709. The Reed Center Accessibility Features. Blue Zone parking spaces available, approximately 5 in total. The main entrance is equipped with automated buttons for opening, with a reception desk located just inside the main lobby. All facilities are on the one floor. There are multiple types of washrooms available. Located immediately off the large gymnasium, there are gender-specific change rooms and washrooms. To access the washroom from the gym side, there are no automatic buttons available, and a patron would be required to push the door open. Once inside the change room or washroom area, there is an automatic button available to open the door to return to the gym. These change rooms are equipped with a larger stall washroom, which is equipped with handrails for support. There is a second family-style washroom located across the hall from the change rooms, immediately next to the youth activity room. This washroom is much larger and is equipped with handrails. This guide is equipped with pictures showing the accessibility features of the Reed Community Center. St. David's Park, Wednesday, February 5th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Pedestrian Parade of Lights and Cauldron Lighting from O'Donnell High School to St. David's Park. Saturday, February 15th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hashtag Snoga Outdoor Yoga. St. David's Park accessibility features. There's a concrete trail around the park, and it has a level field. This accessibility guide shows a picture of St. David's Park. The Annex. Thursday, February 6th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Get messy. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wintry Remix, an art show. Tuesday, February 11th, 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Get messier. The Annex accessibility features. Blue Zone parking available. The entrance is equipped with an automatic button for easy entry. Interior doors are equipped with automatic door button with a large meeting room space. Washrooms have accessible features such as grab bars and space for maneuverability. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the accessibility features of the Annex. The Summit Center. Thursday, February 6th, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Try It Day. Summit Artistic Swimming. Friday, February 14th, 6:45 p.m. to 9 p.m. Shiver or Giver Community Relay Race and Master Meet. The Summit Center accessibility features. Blue Zone parking with approximately 10 spaces available in front of the building. Main entrance opens automatically as you approach it. The elevator taking patrons to the second floor has an audible cue when you reach the second floor, which features a gallery to watch swimming. It has a small cafe and a meeting room space and a multi-purpose room. It hosts accessible change rooms. Both washrooms on the second floor are designed as gender-neutral, family-style, with ample space inside for maneuverability. There's a ramped entry swimming pool, and if you have accessibility questions about the facilities, guest services staff are available at the main reception desk near the front entrance to answer any questions. This accessibility guide shows pictures of accessibility features of the Summit. Park Place Community Center. Sunday, February 9th, 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Irish Pub Night. Monday, February 10th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Paint and Sip featuring Paint Night. Tuesday, February 11th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seniors Afternoon Tea and Goods Bingo. Saturday, February 15th, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Frosty's Texas Hold'em. Park Place Community Center accessibility features include Blue Zone parking. Both entrances to bottom and top floors are ramped. And accessible washrooms with some accessibility features. This accessibility guide shows accessibility features of Park Place Community Center. The Glacier Arena. Friday, February 7th, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. General Skating Rink Number 2. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Jamming Through the Decades, featuring Women of Rock and Friends, Rink Number 1. Saturday, February 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Frosty's Big Birthday Party, Rink Number 1. 7:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. The Masterless Men, The Fables and Celtic Connection, Rink Number 2. Sunday, February 9th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Frosty Cup, Rink Number 1. 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. for 18 to 35 years of age, and 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. for 36 plus years of age. The Kentucky Cup Alumni Game, Rink Number 1. 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Family Skating, Rink Number 1. Friday, February 14th, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. General Skating, Rink Number 2. Saturday, February 15th, 2 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. Costume Skating with Frosty, Rink Number 1. The Glacier Arena accessibility features include multiple Blue Zone parking spaces, approximately 16 in the front, 5 on the side of the building, and 4 near the entrance of the building, for a total of 25 designated areas. Automated main entrances with a level access to main lobby. Washrooms, second floor. One toilet stall is larger than the others. This stall measures 4.5 feet within the stall. Distance between stall wall and toilet is 30 inches. No automatic buttons on washroom entrances. These washrooms are gender specific and not designed as a family washroom. The elevator of the glacier is in the shape of a rectangle and can accommodate one person in a manual wheelchair plus 2 additional people standing. The width of the elevator door measures 31 inches. The elevator is located to the left from the main entrance and can access all 3 levels of the glacier building. There are 2 lounge areas located on the 2nd and 3rd floors with washroom facilities available. The second ice area located at the lower entrance of the glacier is a designated raised viewing area for patrons with disabilities with a secured portable ramp for easier access. This accessibility guide shows accessibility features of the glacier in picture form. Richard Lavagnier Softball Field, Friday, February 7th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Snow Pitch Softball Tournament. Saturday, February 8th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Snow Pitch Softball Tournament. Sunday, February 9th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Snow Pitch Softball Tournament. The Richard Lavagnier Softball Field accessible features include Blue Zone Parking, ramped entrance to building, also a bottom floor side entrance, doors equipped with automated door opener. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Richard Lavagnier Softball Field and building. Morris Academy, Saturday, February 8th and Sunday, February 9th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Frosty Minor Indoor Soccer Tournament. Morris Academy accessibility features include Blue Zone Parking and a separate entrance to gym with a 1-inch step to go in, as main entrance is several steps. This accessibility guide shows pictures of Morris Academy. Mount Pearl Royal Canadian Legion, Saturday, February 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Mixed Darts Tournament. Mount Pearl Royal Canadian Legion accessibility features include Blue Zone Parking, entrance equipped with an automatic button for easier entry, and both male and female washrooms have accessible features such as grab bars, space for maneuverability, and space under the sinks. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Royal Canadian Legion in Mount Pearl. Mount Pearl Public Library, Saturday, February 8th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., a frosty story time. Mount Pearl Public Library accessibility features include Blue Zone Parking available, approximately 5 spaces in total, level entry to main entrance of building, library all on one level, and accessible washroom with grab bars. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Mount Pearl Public Library and its accessibility features. Admiralty House Communications Museum, Sunday, February 9th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Admiralty's Awesome Afternoon. The Admiralty House Communications Museum accessibility features include Blue Zone Parking available, entrance equipped with automatic buttons for easier entry, and wheelchair accessible washrooms. This accessibility guide shows a picture of the front of the Admiralty House Communication Museum. Paradise Bowl, Monday, February 10th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunshine Bowling Lake. Thursday, February 13th, 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., Frosty Seniors Bowling Tournament. Friday, February 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Frosty Senior Bowling Tournament. Paradise Bowl accessibility features include Level entrance to building. Accessible washroom with grab bars. Inside ramp to floor with bowling lanes. This accessibility guide shows pictures of Paradise Bowl and its accessibility features. The Mount Pearl Soccer Hut. Thursday, February 6th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Senior Scrib Tournament. Saturday, February 8th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Outdoor Family Skating Soiree. Tuesday, February 11th and February 13th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Outdoor Skating. Sunday, February 16th, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Family Snowshoeing. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Outdoor Skating. The Mount Pearl Soccer Hut accessibility features include Blue Zone parking available, ramped entrance to building, entrance doors equipped with automatic door button, and larger stall and washroom with handrails. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the accessibility features of the Mount Pearl Soccer Hut. Gloria Pearson Community Center, Tuesday, February 11th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Frosty's Movie Night, Frozen 2. Gloria Pearson Community Center accessibility features include Blue Zone parking and ramp to entrance of building. This accessibility guide shows the front entrance of Gloria Pearson Community Center. Mount Pearl Track and Field, Sunday, February 16th, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Frosty's 5K Fun Run. Mount Pearl Track and Field accessibility features include Blue Zone parking, ramped entrance of building, and accessible washrooms. The accessibility guide shows a picture of the Pearl Gate Track and Field building. Powers Pond Boathouse, Wednesday, February 12th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Adventure Snowshoeing Under the Stars. Friday, February 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Adventure Snowshoeing Under the Stars. Saturday, February 15th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Into the White Outdoor Family Fun Day. Powers Pond Boathouse accessibility features Blue Zone parking, accessible washroom and boathouse, paved and boardwalk trails around the pond. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Powers Pond Boathouse and its accessibility features. Park Avenue Pentecostal Church, Wednesday, February 12th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Student Paint Night. Saturday, February 15th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., Park Kids Carnival. The Park Avenue Pentecostal Church accessibility features include Blue Zone parking, designated accessible entrance just off from the main entrance, wheelchair available for use on site, elevator lift upper wall by continuous input, on button to travel between floors, partially accessible washrooms, designated quiet zone. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Park Avenue Pentecostal Church and its accessibility features. Parish of the Ascension, Sunday, February 9th, 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Community Ecumenical Church Service. Parish of the Ascension accessibility features Blue Zone parking spaces available, ramped entry to main front entrance, ramped entrance to parish auditorium, manual elevator lift with a push button, manual wheelchair on site available for those who need it, cutout spaces in between church pews for those using mobility devices, accessible washroom with grab bars for toilet, accessible hearing devices are not working at the moment, and the service will be available with a regular microphone and sound system. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the Parish of the Ascension and its accessibility features. First United Church, Sunday, February 16th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. An Evening with Kevin Collins. First United Church's accessibility features include Blue Zone parking, cutted spaces in between church pews for those using mobility devices, washroom with accessibility features such as toilet grab bars, and a space for maneuverability, assistive listening devices, and large print hymnbooks available. This accessibility guide shows pictures of the First United Church and its accessibility features. O'Donnell High School, Saturday, February 8th, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., Special Olympics Valentine's Party. The O'Donnell High School accessibility features include Blue Zone parking, tactile curb cuts for those who have partial sight or blind, level main entrance with automatic door buttons to open doors from inside, as would need to buzz in to enter school, inside ramp leading to gymnasium, washroom accessibility features such as toilet grab bars, and space for maneuverability. This guide shows pictures of O'Donnell High School and its accessibility features. If you're looking for info on a venue not found in this accessibility guide, or if you need additional information about the festival accessibility features, contact InclusionNL by calling or texting 709-697-3323 or toll free at 1-844-517-1376.